Here's the editor of Lenswork Publishing, Brooks Jensen.
Okay, so here I am. I'm actually on vacation this week. So I have a very short podcast that I want to share because I'm back in some locations that I took some of my very first workshops in, and it has me remembering workshops fondly, mostly. And in particular, it's brought to mind the idea of self-critique. So I'm going to take a break from my vacation for a few minutes just to share these couple of thoughts with you. And then I'm going to go back to photographing and enjoying the landscape here in the eastern Oregon desert. When I was starting out in photography, I assumed my great challenge was learning some technical capabilities, things like f-stops and shutter speeds and ASA ratings and how to develop film and how to judge paper grades in the wet darkroom. So those were the classes I signed up for. Those were the workshops that attracted me. But a very interesting thing happened when I started attending workshops. I became fascinated with images and less concerned about technologies. Yeah, I'm still learning along the way. But the important parts of being a photographer were learning how to see. And when I look back at those early workshops, I realized that learning to see was the more valuable lesson, way more valuable than any technological things I might have learned in those workshops. And when I say learning to see, what I really am hoping to communicate is the challenge of learning to self-critique. When I looked at my own images, they looked great until I learned how to see. And then the process of self-critique started. Looking at lots of photography books was the first part of that process, but looking at books without someone to guide me didn't accomplish as much about learning to see as a workshop did. It's all based on that simple idea that we don't know what we don't know. But in a workshop, with someone who's skilled, you can learn how to see because they show you how to see and what you're not seeing and what you could be seeing that's right in front of you. That's the part about learning to self-critique. I now think of self-critique as a necessary skill that we all need to develop. And if we fail to learn that lesson, it will seriously hinder our ability to do photography. So what specifically is it that I'm proposing that we learn about the process of self-critique? Well, the most important aspect is not what is the subject, but what else could it be? Not what is it that we photographed, but how else can we present that? It's moving beyond camera as Xerox copy machine and starting to think of it as something that communicates perhaps more deeply, something more important, more than just what something looks like, which is what cameras do, into what something feels like, which is what photographers do. Another way I tend to think about self-critique is bringing to the forefront what the image wants to be. I know it's probably bad thinking to anthropomorphize that way, but I can't help but think that every subject, every scene, every place we photograph is telling us a story, as though it were alive, as though it were conscious. It has a story it wants us to tell. In those famous words of Anais Nin, "Do not speak unless spoken through." Every object, every place has something it's trying to say. And part of self-critique is to become aware of what the image wants to be, and then helping it move along in that direction. Honesty is another aspect of self-critique. It's almost a cliche that young beginning photographers, I certainly would include myself in this, overestimate the quality of their photographs, partly because they don't know how to see yet. And learning to be honest with yourself and understand and know and tell yourself that it's not as good as it could be, not as good as you think it is. Honesty is a part of self-critique. Empathy, knowing how other people will see your photographs, is an important part of self-critique. having a certain amount of visual literacy for context is an important part of self-critique. So studying the history of art, the history of photography, the history of other photographers, their biographies, as well as your own biography, is an important part of self-critique. All of which leads to experience and wisdom that comes with practice. So at its essence, what is the creative life? It's learning to look at our own photographs for what they could become, which may be as close to a definition of fine art photography as I can think of. Letting go of camera as Xerox copy machine and embracing instead the artistic process of learning to see and feel and interpret and translate and present, all of which requires that honesty, empathy, visual literacy, and experience. And, as you probably just heard, a certain amount of time for the wind to kick up and close the door in the abandoned school you happen to be in while you're recording a podcast. So, the end of this week's discussion. Now I'm going back to photographing and engaging this opportunity to have a few moments of vacation.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.